A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stuwe in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., this Monday, August the 24th, 2020. Today, we're looking at the current situation regarding COVID-19, where we've seen the figures in Zimbabwe slightly declining. We've also seen the number of people that have actually recovered from COVID-19 increasing. We currently have in Zimbabwe 5,930 cases of COVID-19 positive people, and we have 155 people that have died so far. But the good news there gives us that the number of recoveries has increased to 4,872 currently.
Yes, Marvelous. Just hold on 1 second. So what we see is that there are 903 active cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe right now, and there are 5,930 cases in all. And out of these cases, there are 4,872 people that have recovered and 155 that have actually died. So now I think one of our guests is trying to call us, so we are going to take him as he comes. So now we see that throughout the world, Marvelous, there are roughly about 23 million people that have contracted COVID-19, and 809,349 people have died. This is according to Johns Hopkins University. And the same university actually reports that 5.7 million people have actually contracted COVID-19 worldwide, in America. So, and then out of that number, 176,809 have died. Yes, Rwanda Malinja and the wins okay. Yes, I want to COVID-19 civilly. Yamete Rakwana Zimbabwe, so I want to open Aba in 903 or Balama active a virus MZenwabo. Eko and Eleni, look at the Sangani, Libertal Sensima. A Pamatuabantaba 5,930 as our job, Kutanelo. Kutigaba 155 Sabapupa. Mkabenongi Chigelele. It was York University, it Kulabanto by 23.5 million. That's why COVID-19. Abay 809,000 Seba Pupa. Kulapake Wele Meliga, Kulabantu pose 5.8 million, as we banjo COVID-19. Kutabay 176,809 Seba Pupa. Ye Ogunya Jalasa Kulma Ako Kutelo Lamtanja Marvelous. Skangala Konoku Utu Kulabantu eZimbabwe abayemthethwandaba abaphikisa uhulumende abalokho bencitshwa ibail sakukhuluma ngalanga khonokho sibona ukuhamba njani kunjalo Marvelous.
Ayi wakunawo bachangobva kupinda mushirongwa tinokuchingamidzai ini ndine Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye ndiri muWashington uko ndiri kutetsenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tinoona pari zvino chirwere ichi chiri kuramba chakatekeshera pasi rose, asi bazi rezveutano remuZimbabwe riri kuti iro pane vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi checovid-19 pari zvino vari pa 5,930, uyezve kune vamwe vakabatwa nechirwere ichi asi vakachikunda vari pa 4,872. Kwozouya vakawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vakatadza kuchikunda vakashaya vari pa 155. Ndoo mamiriro akaita zvinhu takatarisa zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tozotarisawo pasi rose zvinoreva kana neimo muno muWashington DC mandiri. Muno muWashington DC mandiri pari zvino tinoona kuti tine vanhu 13,534 vabatwa necovid-19, 604 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. MuAmerica mese matirimo muno mune 5.7 million vanhu vabatwa necovid-19, 176,000 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Kwozotarisa kuti globally zvinosanganisirawo Zimbabwe nedzimwe nyika pasi rose pane vanhu 23 million vabatwa necovid-19, 808,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka tange tiri kukurukura nhau iyoyi yezviri kuitika zvakare panguva iyo pasi rose riri kurwisa covid-19. Tinoona kuti muZimbabwe mune vanhu vazhinji pari zvino tichitarisa vari kuwanikwa ivo vachinyimwa mikana yekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso kuti vatongwe vachibva vari kumba. Tinoona nhasi vaJob Sikala vanga vari pamberi pedare, tikaona zvakare Hope Chingono achinyimwa zvakare mukana wokuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso. Hope Chingono anova iye mutori wenhau akawanikwa iye achisungwa pamwe chete navaJacob Ngarivhume azvitinzi vanga vari kuda kufurira vanhu kuti vawanike vachiratidzira musi waJuly 31st asi ndinoda kuona kuti zvakamira sei tichinzwa kubva kune nyanzvi kuti zviri kuitika izvi hakusi kutyora kwekodzero dzevanhu here kana kuti zvakamira sei.
Yes, unoona ukakaphulu ozasilandisela ngakhona kuke okwebheyili ukuthi kuvele kuhamba njani. Babaphulu siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Ngiyabonga Pibs, ngiyabonga Studio 7 ukuba nami namhlanje.
Yes, so Mr. Ucucaphulu is also a member of parliament for Nkulumane. He is under the MTC alliance. So now, Mr. Pulu, thank you so much for joining us. So our first question is, you know, there are these gentlemen, Job Scala, Hopewell Chinungono, and Jacob Ngarivume. They've been going to court, you know, seeking bail, but the courts have actually denied them that kind of permission or granted them bail. So now tell us, as a professional attorney, you know, what happens when somebody goes to court seeking bail, and why can bail be denied?
Gibbs, I myself have done many bail applications in my career. And I'll tell the listening public something interesting about bail applications. Before the 2013 Constitution, it used to be that when someone was arrested, because of the presumption that the person is proven guilty until otherwise. Remember, when we arrest someone, we're not saying they are guilty. So we are saying that while they are being tried, should they be in custody or should they be outside? And in fact, the overwhelming view, I think, is that because you are innocent, you should be outside.
Mm-hmm.
But because also, remember, we are balancing your freedom with the interests of justice. Because what are the interests of justice? Say we have arrested an accused person who is a rapist, who is on a rape spree, or a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
We arrest him today, we charge him, but before we try him, we let him out. Is he going to go and commit further offenses? We look at the person and say, is this person going to commit further offenses? Or is this person going to interfere with witnesses? So we release him and he goes around threatening the witnesses. Is this person going to run away is another consideration. So, and when we say so, we actually look at actual evidence. It's not just a matter of surmising in the air. We look at their behavior and what they've actually done and decide whether they are going to run away. So those are the reasons why we would deny someone bail. Plus, mm-hmm. the 2013 Constitution now, we have inserted a clause in the Constitution that says, in fact now, everyone is entitled to bail. So the onus is now on the state to show why they are denying someone bail. For example, if they say he's going to run away, the onus is on the state to show reasons why, tangible reasons why they think the person is going to run away, why they think the person is going to commit further offenses, why they think, you know, the person is going to interfere with the witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, an interesting thing, Gibbs, is that should the court still feel that someone may run away or may interfere with witnesses,
mm-hmm.
the court has the option of actually giving me an order saying, if they are afraid that you're going to be cheating. You saw, remember Carlton Wendy's case?
Yes, yes.
Carlton, they said, don't tweet. Do you remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The court said, don't tweet. So the court has the option to say, don't tweet or don't do A, B, C, D. If they think you're going to run away, bring your title deeds. There are so many options that they can do. So it is a very, very difficult and onerous thing to deny someone bail, particularly for this kind of cases where you can't see a justification of why the person will run away and so forth and so forth and so forth.
Yeah, yes, Baba Polo. Tell me, is the very important thing we can do?
Umuntu angashi ipail nga inkunja ikanyele ibizibona ngani umuntu lo angabaleka. Kumele kube lesizathu ezifakwayo ezokuthi kungani lesithi umuntu lo uzabaleka. Kumbe nxa kuthiwa umuntu lo angasuka ahambe ayephambanisa ukuphendlwa kwendaba. Ngokuyahlukuluza abafakazi. Kumbe mhlawumbe kuthi umuntu lo singamekela ephandle uzaqhubeka elokhu esenza amacala afana lala. Kodwa kunjalo sipila sikhangele futhi ukuthi i-court ilawo amandla ukuthi nanxa ibona kunjalo imtshele umuntu lo imnike i-order ukuthi ungakwenzi lokho ungavakashela uzibani letha i-passport yakho zikhona izinto ezingenziwa ukuthi umuntu lowo enqatshelwe ukwenza khonokho okwesatshwa yi-court ukuncitsha umuntu i-bail akumelanga kube yinto nje elula enziwa mahlayana ngoba wonke umuntu kulelungelo lokuthola i-bail ngaphandle nxa kulezizathu ezigcinileyo ezitholakalayo ukuthi yindaba encitshwa i-bail. Emacaleni lawo elikhuluma ngawo asizange sabona kuthiwa yekelani ukutwitter, yekelani ukubhala lithi, lethani ama-title deed. Akula sizathu esiqinileyo engisibonayo kuwo wonke la macala ukuthi bancitshelwane i-bail.
Yes, cela ubambe khonapho ke silo Dr. Mavaza. Marvelous.
Tikaiti mbwenda kuna wava mafasa tinzwe asirekandi bota ura zwangazi kutia ura mnyarikani weda papari kutia ura iwo kuti vachitari sabumbiro remitemo parishino runota ura iwo kuti munu anofana kunge achipi wa mkana wukuti abadari marieti batiso achiva kumba kana shikwanisa koti nongo na kutia ura kuti uyane matitle deeds kana kuti usaite shukui dapada ndemtandese Twitter nejimu shwataka wana chitika kunava chauto weende saka baru kutaura iwo kuti pachitaris kwa impo bumbiro remutemo ashurikuitika esparijinu ashinakunya zomira shwakanaka saka rgeende ende kunava mafaza ndofunze ni kuti Dr. Mafaza manzwa shwakashu kutaura nava pulu munoti ine shwakataura.
So let me bring Mr. Mafaza. Yes, go ahead Mr. Mafaza.
Thank you. Right, if I speak with Shona or English?
English first, then you go Shona.
All right. The first thing is that Pulu had not explained it very well. He spoke like a defense counsel, but he was supposed to speak like a very impartial person. What am I saying? The Constitution says the starting point is everybody must be given bail. That's the starting point, and that's not the ending point. So when that becomes a starting point, it means we then have to look at the case on the ground and see if a person is a fit and proper candidate for bail. Now, in the case of Job Sikala, he had shown the propensity of running away. He has been in hiding for 30 days from a bush to a house, from a house to a ceiling, everywhere. And he had shown that he is very difficult to bring to court without putting measures which makes sure that he is in court. So the only easiest and cheaper measures at the moment was to detain him until the prosecution or the state or the court rather is satisfied that Job is going to comply by any regulation given on him. In this case, Job was invited to come to the police station. He did not go. He went away. Not only going away, he then started sending videos defying the police, attacking the police, committing the same crime he has been asked to come to be interviewed about. So this political activism does not work with court. It can work in politics, yes, but when you go to court, the court does not look at the political meaning of what you've done. The court looks at the legal meaning. So the courts are not the government. Neither the courts are ZANU-PF, they are none. They are not aligned to any of those parties. And the magistrates are very, very impartial human beings on earth and were always sober. And so in that aspect, when the magistrate gives you a decision of refusing bail, he does that with a heavy heart. Why? Because the starting point was to give this person bail. But the person had spoiled his chances of getting bail by running away, by hiding. And he did not go in an easy way. And again, like in the case of Hopewell Chimono, Hopewell was asked, and I'm sure Pulu, you would agree with me. By the way, Gibbs, me and Pulu, we know each other from when Pulu was young.
Yes, yes.
The position here is with Hopewell Chimono, he was asked by court if he would stop tweeting. He said he was not sure. That alone, he left the court with no choice. That was the first hearing before Justice Sitati. Then the next, and then the case was referred back to the to the magistrate's court. Then the magistrates now are simply looking at the way the country is in a tense mood, and he's saying if anybody is released and puts anything on Twitter which is inciting, the country will just take over and there will be chaos. So in other words, to protect peace, they are in custody for the protection of themselves, of others, and of the nation at large. So in other words, the bail refusal is not politically motivated. It's legally motivated.
And in Shona?
Mukuru wangu vapfulu vanga vati bumbiro remutemo rinoti munhu wese anofanira kupiwa bail. Bumbiro remutemo rinoti pekutangira munhu achipinda mukoti panotanga kufungwa najaji kana namajisitireti kana nemutongi ndepekuti apiwe chibatiso. Asi tabva pekutangira ipapo panozova nezvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti anyimwe kana kuti apiwe. Saka munhu anopinda mukoti ane kodzero yekupiwa chibatiso. Iye anozokuuraya ega kodzero yake nezvaakaita sasungwa nezvaakaita asungwa nezvaanozotaura vanenge avudzwa mibvunzo nemutongi. Saka kunyimwa kwaitwa vanhu ava chibatiso vangari vumwe vahope chingono navajob sikala hakusi kunzi chikonzero chematengero enyika. Aiwa, inyaya yedare unyaya iri pamutemo, mutemo washandiswa, havana kushandisa.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Pulu, if what Dr. Mavaza is saying, and I'm getting it right, so Mr. Scala may be denied on possibilities that he may actually disappear. And then when it comes to the others, they actually were supposed to maybe to get bail in the first instance, but this has not happened. So why then go every day to seek bail? If that's the case.
Now, I think maybe one thing I should look at, mm-hmm. I think maybe you should have had three speakers so that Dr. Mavaza could articulate from one side, another speaker articulates from the point of view of these others, you know, the two different points of view.
Mm-hmm.
However, because I'm supposed to be balanced, because you merely asked me to give the principles when you asked me that
question. That's right, yes.
And
yes.
I did say that the balance between the interests of justice mm-hmm. and the interests of freedom, I think I was balanced. Now, but now, when you look at it in the case of Job Scala, the difficulty with me, unlike Dr. Mavaza, I don't have the specifics, the details of what happened. And also in the other cases, but generally speaking,
mm-hmm.
if it was true that Job Scala was running and hiding and inflaming and so forth, one would then say, if these were being applied in that manner, why is it that Ngari Vume is still in custody? Why are they all being treated the same? As if there is... And now, you see, you are forcing me to go to the other side of the pendulum to try and see it from that point of view, to say, why is it that they all seem to be treated in the same manner?
Mm-hmm.
Ngari Vume did not say he wants to treat again. Ngari Vume did not run away. But it seems that they are all being treated in the same manner, simply from the point of view of the fact that maybe the authorities frown upon what they did. Mm-hmm. But it will be unfair for me to start saying the details because I don't know. So certainly, yes, if the court analyzes that way. But if you look at the analysis of the court, right now I don't see a prominent, trend in the media which explains the reasons why they are being denied. But except to say, of course, they are saying that, one refused to say, I'm not going to cheat again. Mm-hmm. Even if he has said that, Charlton Wende wasn't asked that question when he was ordered not to go on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So an order could still have been made in that regard. But also, you're looking at what we tweeted. Now, if you look at what we tweeted, really, he simply said, look, the president of the day must go. And if you go back to, there are so many different ways in which a government can go. Remember that one government, you tweet via election. And this is the point of contention to say, this is not an election year. So what do you mean? Mm-hmm. And we know that the Robert Mugabe went the same way and no one was arrested simply for that. So there's a lot of things that you look at. But from an analysis, if you are looking at an overview and using your experience, I can tell you that including the unprecedented effect of debarring a lawyer from representing her client, even if she shares the views of her client,
mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly, there's a lot that we can read in, which tells us that this bail application is politically charged. That doesn't mean to say that the courts are exercising politics, but it's politically charged. And in any politically charged case, the bail application is certainly not proceeding in the same way that the guy who has murdered someone is being processed today. But obviously, the cases would differ depending on the different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they keep going back? You are allowed to go back to the same court to seek bail as long as you are able to show that the circumstances have changed. So, for example, if Shingono were to go back and say, I have reconsidered, the circumstances have changed, the situation is no longer as flammable as it was in the beginning, give me bail. Or he says, I am now willing to say I am not going to tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Then if he can show a change in circumstances, then he would be granted bail. But obviously, I accept what Dr. Mabaza says, that it's very difficult to discuss a case which has its own specific circumstances in a general way.
But in the case of the energy economy, generally, in a sense to say,
Sibona ngazani ipolitiki iyo egijima phambili ngoba sikhangele phela siyabona ukuthi kuthiwani lezi zinto okuthiwa bazenzile azifanani nomuntu ohamba eqhuma abantu impimbi kodwa khangela indlela abaphathwa ngayo njalo ngabe kuyikuthi uJob Zikhala kuthiwa nguyobalekileyo kungani bonke bevalelwa ngendlela efanayo laba abanye bengabalekanga wakhangela ungarivumi kazange wayala ukuthi yena ngasoza tweet but kodwa bonke baphathwa ngendlela efanayo. So ipo thina sisithi nxa sikhangele sibone ngazani ezompolitics nazo zingabe zile ngxenye endleleni amacala lawo aphathwa ngayo ngamaprosecutor nabanye abajeme.
Yes, solubambe khonapho ke sifise uMavela Simhlanganya uye size ukuthi yena uthini kumbe uyafuna ukuthi abuze uDr. Mavaza. Mavela.
Yeah, tombodzokera kuna vamavaza tinoona kuti nyika dzekunze dzakadai sevana United Nations vana European Union nevamwewo vari kutarisa ivo zvinenge zviri kuitika muZimbabwe saka tikaona zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi hazvizokanganisa here bato renyu rezanopf panyaya yamuri kutsvaga kuti mubvisirwe zvirango zveupfumi.
Maybe before you respond to that question, can you respond to what Mr. Poole is saying in terms of the legal aspects of this kind of case? And as a prosecutor yourself, a former prosecutor, I assume, how do you press the magistrate or the judge to deny somebody bail. Then we'll go back to that other question.
Okay, thank you. Right, the first issue, let me talk about Ngari Vunye and Chingono. Even though it looked like the circumstances have changed, there is an error which people are making of thinking that the demonstration was only meant for the 31st of July. They have moved on another level. They are now calling for the 31st of August. Whoever is calling it is within the part of Ngari Vunye. Of course, not Chingono. Chingono is not inclined to any party at the moment. But the party of Ngari Vunye had called for further a strike or demonstrations on the 31st of August. So this actually plays in the hands of the judges who are saying the situation at home is inflammable. And if we let you go, it will make it worse. People will view you as a hero and then destroy the peace the nation is enjoying. In other words, when the court is looking at it, I think, by my point of view, the team which is defending Ngari Vunye are supposed to convince the court that whatever is happening from post the incarceration of Ngari Vunye has nothing to do with him, and therefore he could be only judged on the crime he was said to be committed, committing. His crime was not measured on a date of the 31st of July. It was only inciting people into a demonstration, whether it was tomorrow or 31 July or another day. But the crime was not limited to a date. But however, even though the action was limited to a date, but the crime had no limitation to a date. And because of that, it needs now the lawyer to go and argue fully that he was arrested on the basis of 31 July, and therefore 31 July is gone, the things have changed, and he is willing to not to tweet, not to lead anything else until his case is finalized. It's not gagging him. It's not stopping him from expressing his views. It simply says your views must be suspended and through the hearing, because if the hearing is going to say that your views are illegal, then you cannot continue with them. So if the court thinks that your views are not illegal, then you can continue with them. But you can't continue with them now as you have got a definitive decision from court. Then, touching briefly on my sister, my learned sister, Tepka, Pulu had raised it a bit, saying that lawyers are being disbarred. The issue where Tepka was asked not to appear before the court, it was not removing her from operating on. And it is a completely wrong belief by the people to think that Mutetwa is the best lawyer in the country. No, she's not. She's a good lawyer in her own right. But there are so many better lawyers and good lawyers in Zimbabwe who can do the same work she has been doing. So therefore, we cannot say they've removed a better lawyer to sabotage the case. No, that's not correct. And again, the reason why Mutetwa has been asked to stand down pending the investigation by the law society is because they are saying in her comments on the court's doorsteps, she castigated the court. She blamed the court to be political. She said there will be no justice from these courts. And then she urged people to act and not forget about Chingono and demonstrate for justice of Chingono. So the court, a lawyer should never advocate for a demonstration for a court ruling. A lawyer must advocate for a presentation, a proper argument in a court of law. So my sister had erred in aspiration of wanting people to assist by demonstration. In Zimbabwe, our system is not a jury system like in England or in America. It is the judge makes his own decision. So he's not compelled or persuaded by the demonstrations outside. The judge makes their own independent decisions. The cases in Zimbabwe are not tried on Twitter. Neither are they tried on social media. So they are not emotionally connected to each other. So these are not politically charged cases. They are political cases, but when they come to court, they become strictly legal. And that is the position.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Pulu. Mr. Pulu, I think you are moving around. We can hear some noise.
But I have answered marvelous.
Yes, just one second. Let's get back to Pulu. Mr. Pulu, I think we are moving around. So there's a bit of feedback from you there. So cannot be in one place, my brother. So now, yeah. So now, Mr. Pulu, I think you've been hearing what Mr. Dr. Mabaza is saying. So, but at the end of the day, if somebody is looking for pain and is putting shackles and, you know, leg irons and all those kind of things, does it make sense to you as an attorney?
Well, the issue of leg irons and handcuffs and so forth, we know that this is what the prison services will use in order to ensure that people are secure. I mean, that is well known. We've seen it with every accused of every type. However, we also know that it's something which can be used in order to violate, embarrass, and put under very difficult circumstances people who are arrested. You need to look at the level of the threat that the person is. You know, we need to look at all those kind of things. I mean, there are cases which have said that, you know, look at the type of the offense, look at the kind of person the person is, and what are the chances that he's going to run away. So the shackles themselves per se are not an issue, but it's how they are used. I mean, you know, even with the Smith regime, they used to use those kind of things. So it is for the public to really judge. But at the end of the day, there is the point which has been raised related to criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Whether one thinks she's the best lawyer in the world or the best lawyer in Zimbabwe doesn't matter. Also, Shingono thinks that she is the best lawyer to represent him. And he has the right to choose counsel of his choice. And if counsel were committed an offense, whether the counsel was in contempt of court, then the magistrate ought to have charged her with contempt of court first and then found her to be in contempt of court before he could say she must desist from representing her client. So there's no way that any judicial officer can unilaterally make a decision to say, don't represent your client. As it is, as things stand, British Zitetwa did not do those things that she's alleged to have done. I mean, it's on record even in the court that that account does not belong to her, it belongs to other people. She would not, and given her stature and her seniority as a legal practitioner, certainly, she knows, I know British Zitetwa personally, I know her as a legal practitioner, has given her seniority. While doing a case, I've told you, Gibbs, before that, I refuse to comment on that case because I'm doing it. I've told you.
Mm.
So everywhere, there's no chance that she would have gone on to tweet those kind of things. And it was submitted to the magistrate, but the magistrate still went on to say, I'm debarring you from representing Hopewell Shingono. And certainly, Hopewell Shingono has been deprived of the legal practitioner of his choice. It's not the best legal practitioner. Even the worst legal practitioner like me, certainly, if you want me to represent you, you should not be debarred, except when if I've been disbarred or if I've been charged with contempt, I could be warned to desist from doing those things. There's no way that the interests of justice would be harmed because Peter Zitetwa, even assuming she has said those things, is representing Hopewell Shingono. There's a sanction that can be given to Peter Zitetwa to stop doing those things in the event that she was doing them. So I find that argument to be quite disingenuous. And that argument is an illustration of exactly what we are talking about. That there's no one is being earnest and being candid and being honest in as far as the approach to this case or to these cases is concerned. And so uh-huh. We need to be careful to reduce the emotions and try to deal with the principles. Let those people ventilate their cases and be eventually found guilty or innocent after a fair trial.
Yes, ukufaka isindebele nje ngamafutshane singakayi ubaba uMavaza.
Abantu ukubotshwa befakwa izankonzi yinto esayibona nje kudala, yinto ehlalisenzakala, ayikumangalisi. Kodwa kuyakhangelwa futhi izankonzi lezi zisetshenziswa njani. Even ngezikhathi zikaSmith abantu babefakwa, abanye nxa kubotshwa izankonzi zibotshwa ngepintshisi, abanye nxa zibotshwa ziyabe zivule zibotshwe kuhle, abanye nxa betshotshe inkukhu bayafakwa izankonzi, abanye nxa bebulela umuntu abafakwa izankonzi. Kuyakhangelwa lakho konokuyana. Lapha ukutwitter izinto zenezo ezilutshwana abazikhulumileyo nokuthi bona bafuna ukudemonstrator So kusenziwa inkathi ecala engafuna izankosi abantu abazoze baphume bagijime babaleka mina ungalivumi uzabalekela abanye layo usho ingono kazange wathi uzabaleka so izankosi lazo kuyakhangelwa khona kuyani ngoba siyakhumbula ikhezi kaswangirayi eyake yaba khona ukuthi umuntu ongakabhejwa uyavunyelwa ivini ukugqoka iy'mpahla zakhe there's the rulings on that regard nxa efuna angacela ukuthi hayi ngicela ukugqoka iy'mpahla zami agqoke kodwa in this case that will never happen because indlela ikhesi le political ngayo i-political ngendlela ezima njalo khonoko okwalisa umthethwa ukuthi abe ligqwetha likahopewell akuvunyelwa emthethweni njalo kuyenalo indaba engadingakala ukuthi ayaliswe ngoba izinto leziyana kayisuye owazikhulumayo uyaziwa umuntu owazikhulumayo isapota nje abele lami yinje phela ngingayivula kathesi i-twitter account ngithi hopewell's account ngitwitte uyaziwa ukuthi ayisuye njalo akuzange kwafunyaniswa kwatholwa ukuthi nguye so khonokhana kuyazitshengisela ukuthi into eyenzakalayo ecaleni leli ikuthi kune-politics eningi abantu bazondile kakhulu kuningi okwenzakalayo njalo kungenzakala ukuthi xa singehlisanga umoya sayehlisa amaphapha bangagcina bengatholanga ise-trial ukuthi badlule bagwetshwe ngendlela ebonakalayo esekuzekeni.
Thank you so much, Mr. Phulu. But stay on the line. Before we bring our learned friend, Dr. Mavaza, let's bring in Marvelous so that maybe you can explore the issue of are these guys going to be given any bail at the end of the day? So let me bring on Marvelous. Marvelous, go ahead.
Panem Vunzwa, Nanganda Vunza, Dr. Mavaza, and this is Otibazo Pindurairi. Kana uchikwanisa kumbovadzora vambopindura tozoenderera mberi tichivhunza pamberi.
So Dr. Mavaza, go ahead with that question that Marvelous posed on the image that Zimbabwe is creating in terms of these kind of issues that are going on in the courts, and just briefly then we go back to the that other issue.
Thank you. I think Marvelous, to answer the question, I think Zimbabwe is doing the best it could. It must not change its laws in order to please those who are watching. The international world is judging what is happening in Zimbabwe through social media. They have not come officially to address the government of Zimbabwe to ask them to give a report back. The only country which tried to do that was South Africa. It sent an emissary which came to speak to the president. And after that, nobody else, not even the UN or the SADC or the AU, none of them have sent a representative to find out what's happening, even the EU. So it is very wrong for the international world to make a decision, to make a conclusion on what Zimbabwe is without going there. They are relying exactly on the social media. And as we are all aware, that 99% of the Trump soldiers on the social media have got a very opposite view of the Zimbabwean government, and therefore it becomes very unfair, and the scale tilts are on the wrong side as far as social media is concerned. But however, before we go to the other point, let me just quickly, before I forget, respond to what Mr. Poole had said about the shackles, handcuffs, and everything. I'm afraid I do agree with him. There is no need for the prisoners to go into court with handcuffs. If you have noticed, each time a lawyer raised a query, the magistrate will ask them to remove them. I don't see, as much as I don't like Job Scala, but I don't see him bolting out of court finally to remove the handcuffs. I think it's really wrong for the prisons to do that. It's unfair for accused persons. And again, when you put these people into the handcuffs, you remove their confidence. They forget a number of things. Sometimes they just sit there and keep quiet and wonder why they're in handcuffs, and they leave everything to the lawyer. They don't give their lawyer enough instructions because they are reduced to something else, which I think it is not very fair, legally speaking. And I think that the Minister of Justice has to talk to the prisons, because he's the one in charge of the prisons, and see to it that is sorted out, because it is wrong. It is unfair on a prisoner, any prisoner, unless he has a record of running away or escaping from. We've heard stories of prisoners who jump out of court and run away. But people of the stature of Ngarivume, Job, Operation Ono, I don't really, I cannot imagine in the deepest of my imagination. I can't imagine Job with his big tiny running through the court trying to outpace people. I think it's not fair on that point, and I do agree with Kuru that that is actually done entirely to reduce them. By the government. It's done by the prisons, and that's not part of the government.
Thank you. Can you put that in Shona, briefly?
Ndiri kuti chimiro cheZimbabwe hachisi kunyangadzwa nekuti vanhu vanyimwa mari yerubatiso. Nekuti Zimbabwe iri kungotedzera mutemo wayo. Haingakwanise kusandura mutemo wayo kuitira kuti ifadze nyika dzekunze. Nekuti tiri nyika inozvitonga, inozvimirira yega. Tine mitemo yedu, tine bumbiro rine mitemo. Hatikwanise kudzikisa pasi mitemo yedu nekuda kwekuti kune vakatitarisa. Uyezve vakatarisa vari kunze kwenyika ava dzimwe nyika havasi kutuma vanhu vanouya kuzoongorora zvinoitika kuZimbabwe. Vari kuverenga madande mutande eTwitter, WhatsApp nedzimwe nhau, ende kazhinji vanonyora kumaTwitter apa nemaWhatsApp nedzimwe nhau dzinobuda pamadande mutande apa vanenge vari vanhu vakarerekera kudii rimwe chete. Havanyatsoburisa chokwadi chizere, vane ukasha wakandangara yehurumende. Saka zvakaoma kuti imwe nyika igowana chekutaura pamusoro pezvayawana, rinonzi guwa, guwa ritonge nyaya. Ende pekupedzisira tiri kuti nyika imwe chete yakangounza munhu kuti aongorore iSouth Africa, dzimwe dzese hadzina kumbounza munhu. Kana SADC, AU, EU, kana UN, hakuna atamboya kuzoona kuti chiri kuitika. Vari kungotaura zvavari kuona padande mutande, zvinova zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Thank you very much, Mr. Polo. Your take on what you say.
I agree with him on the issue of the shackles and so forth, and I appreciate, you know, his calm down. That. Mm-hmm. However, maybe let me look at the issue of the international community. Of course, look, the international community would be interested and they would express an interest. I'm sure that, you know, they are not entitled to run, you know, Zimbabwe's cause or run Zimbabwe's administration of justice.
Mm-hmm.
But however, whenever there has been a cause for concern in terms of, I think the cause of concern in this case is obviously in terms of freedom of expression. I mean, certainly, even whenever it has happened in different countries, there's always an evaluation by other countries, an outcry. Remember, we're in a community of nations. And this is one of the reasons where we cry to say, oh, look, you know, our neighbors are refusing to buy from us. Our neighbors are putting us on sanctions and all sorts of things. Certainly, without saying they must run it, we have our sovereignty, yes. But certainly, we must run our affairs and our administration of justice in a way that is acceptable. Post-World War II, countries, states have had a say and an interest in evaluating whether there are human rights abuses in a country. If you look at this case, just on its facts alone, as put by the state, what amounts to sedition and treason and all these other things is simply saying that a government must go. Where opposition figures like Job Sikala, journalists like Hopewell Chingono, and other people who are unhappy cannot say a government must fall. Certainly, that is the ultimate violation of freedom of expression and political participation. And I think this is where the comment is coming from. It is for the readers and the listeners, your listeners, Gibbs, mm-hmm. to evaluate whether they think it's reasonable. Even Ian Smith, we cannot find a case, even one, where anyone was imprisoned for saying that the Smith government must fall. They at least tried to dissent in packaging their charges to say you violated A, B, C, T, F, G. They would monitor you until you committed a crime. But these crimes, I can tell you now that it will be very difficult for convictions to be found, you know, on these crimes. Because none of those people, there is no single statement, particularly the ones who tweeted, because these are very tweets. And they are now being held on account of saying, no, but we look at the context, but look at the tweets. And certainly, I think that's a violation of freedom. There's no justification for people who have said those things to be charged. Just today, I was talking to someone who was arrested wearing a mask saying that ZANU PF must go
mm-hmm.
and for giving it to someone. This is the kind of thing that is increasingly beginning to happen. Even under Mugabe, you know, no one was arrested for saying Mugabe must fall.
So now you're talking about the arrest of the Honorable Prince Dwegos Banda, right? So, So, Skorupa is in the way to Wucho.
International community, La Manga Mazwe, Akangeleo, Mare City Bona, about Jamuli and Women's Rally Zimbabwe, Kabashu would have known what Tasa in Tamas, men who were evil, Abin Zazum Church. Our Wucho, which is Kangele, Wuji, Eliwenza, Wumele, Ukambelane, Lamalungelo, Abandim Kabin won't get Chile. Siyakwazi ukuthi ngemva kwa World War II amazwe bevele kwenza ukukhangelana kukhulunywa okwenza ukuthi abantu bangazi ukuthi abantu kabakhangelana. So okwenza ke leyo ukuthi abantu laba maningi litsho ukuthi baboshelwe ukuthi bathi bona uhulumende kahambi umntankado kahambi yikho abakubhalileyo khona lokho khonokho asiyonto okungathiwa umuntu onjalo befuna ukugenula uhulumende ngoba nxa usuhulumende kahambi kuyavunyelwa. Walinga abantu abasavunyelwa ukusho njalo sesephula ilungelo labo lokukhuluma umbono wabo mayelana nezempolitiki. Ngingagcizelela ukuthi uSmith kazange wakwenza khonokho ukuthi umuntu uthe usikahambe amthathe ambobho wayekhangela ukuthi hayi wena wenze so wephula ikhefu wenze lokho kodwa hatsho ukuthi kuthiwe kuthiwe uSmith kahambe kumbe kuthiwe kuthiwe umgabe kazange wabopha umuntu othe Mugabe must go. Wayekubophela amacala owenzileyo usitsho njalo. Njalo wawungaboshwa wayenomthetho lwana okuthiwa kuthiwa maybe nxa kuthi uthethise upresident usephula umthetho yiwo awusebenzisa atsho ukuthi kuthiwe Mugabe must go Mnangagwa must go government must go bese kuthiwa yi-sedition bese kuthiwa yi-treason lokho sibone ngani yikuvala abantu umlomo ukuthi bangabi lo mbono mayelana nezompolitiki.
Yes, solubambe khonapho-ke babaphula ungamuvamuvi ube khonapho ndawonye. So-ke let's bring marvelous go ahead.
Gibbs, maybe if we can just come back here to the United States, since we have both parties represented here, I just wanted to find out, are they following what is going on here in America regarding the elections, the upcoming elections in November? We see that last week Joe Biden was nominated to lead the Democrats, and this week, in fact, on Thursday, Donald Trump will also take up his nomination to lead the Republicans. Are people, you know, like the ZANU-PF and MDC, are they following what's going on here?
Okay, let's bring in Dr. Mavaza first. Just briefly, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you. Right. Yes, indeed, we are following. Actually, every country is following. You know, when America sneezes, every other country catches the flu. So the decision of Americans on who is going to be the president by November would affect us as well. While in most cases, Zimbabweans at the moment, and rather the Zimbabwe government, they are not a darling of Donald Trump. And I think their prayers is that Joe Biden wins the election, even though the Democrats are not as much close to the Zimbabwe government as the Conservatives in England. We are aware that Conservative is pure ZANU-PF, while the Labour in England is pure MDC. But in America, it's difficult to tell. But the reality of the matter is, yes, we are following with great interest and probably with some political prayers to hope that the American people will see the reality of the matter and choose wisely in their elections. But we cannot control the elections. We can, unfortunately, we are not allowed to send our monitors there as well, if they want to send theirs to ours. But we still are a monitor and hope that a better president will take the day. And which is what we are looking at, and we are hoping for a change.
Now, in Shona, briefly.
Tukuti urumende Zimbabwe ni bato na ZANU-PF rinukutarisa zulukuitika ku America ni kutarisa kukuru kukuti masarudzaru kuya mwedzwa mbuzi arukufamba sei kajinji nikadzese zepasi pano zinotarisa ku America nekuti chinenge chatika ku America chine chekuita nedzimwe nyika saka tinotarisa kuti Hurumende Zimbabwe ine kachidiso kekuti mademocrats angari ari kutonga nekuti ukama weZimbabwe navaTrump hauna kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Zvakasiyana hazvo America nenyika yeIngirandi. KuIngirandi zvinozivikanwa kuti the Conservative Party inowirirana neZANU-PF. Apa Labour inowirirana nebato rinopikisa. Asi kuAmerica havanyatsoratidza kuti vanowirirana nani. Asi hariteri nani kana kuti muroyi ari nani, muroyi wedhemokrati vana Trump. Saka tikutarisira kuti panouya mwedzi wambudzi anokodzera kutonga America achapiwa mukana wekutonga ozotibatsirawo isu kuZimbabwe kuti anzwisise nyika yedu mamirira yakaita asingatori kuti rimwe chete achidzvinyirira nyika yeZimbabwe.
Mr. Pulu?
Yeah, lati Gibbs nxa kuvhotiswa kuna havo yeAmerica besenza umncintiswano wavo wama-elections eZimbabwe sikhangele. Kodwa thina ke ngendlela esibona ngayo sibona ngazani i-foreign policy ye-America sibona ngazani thina i-foreign policy ye-America kayitshintshatshintshi kakhulu kusiya ngokuthi oku-ofisi kubani ongekhoyo mbani. Sibona ngani singathi thina they are consistent and what they are looking at whenever they implement their foreign policy baba bekhangele ama-agreements, different agreements that they draw up from time to time. They look at the international law, they look at if it's human rights, particularly on the issue of human rights, they will look at the human rights standards, the reports that we are filing on the appropriate forums. They will look at all those things and come up with their policy. Their policy won't jump around, and I think different Zimbabweans will look at it with interest towards different candidates for different reasons. But certainly I think it becomes a topical issue whenever there's an election in South Africa, an election in America, an election in Kenya, Zimbabweans take an interest.
Yeah, so basically, when we are in Zimbabwe, what interest in Gakulu? Now, we are going to say in Kulumani. How about Bagulandela in Wakulu?
How about Bagulandela? Ugutu Muhammad, and over the election, Ogunyaba Kangele, Babe Kangele, Lama elections, Akona, Enziwa, now. Ugutu Abad Bakun, and Lama since Ama election, Eva, Pulana, Inuit China. Banchana ukudla abantu babexoxisana uhulumende uyabopha abantu abantu uhulumende kahambe izinto ezinjalo ezenzakala lapho babekhangela ngalo kubingalo kuyenzakala yini kuba mangalipho ukuthi kanti abantu bayaphindelisa ukuthi benze i-election bedibetha bedikisana kathesi opresident bonabo ama-nominated president bazakuma baphikisane namapolisi achiyeneyo eZimbabwe ngeke uze ukubone khona lokhu ukuthi upresident will debate against any candidate. Babekhangela izinto ezinjalo labo ke sibamangalisa. Abanye bekhangelela izizathu ezijiyeneyo, abantu abafanani. Abanye babekhangela okwabo, abanye bekhangela okwabo. Kodwa okusemqoko esiyabe sikukhangele ukuthi baphatha njani ama-elections abo. Siqathanisa nokuthi thina lawo ma-elections siwaphatha njani.
Wona ubona njani ukuphatha kwabo ama-elections lapho?
Ngibona ngazala kufanani lalapha eZimbabwe. Lawo phela balawo ama-issues abalawo kuningi esiyazi kubone bephikisana ngakho. Kodwa inani labantu abafayo kuthiwa bebetshaya nama-democrats nama-republicans sibone ngani kakuka azikazi sibone liningi kangako. Njalo kazikazi sibone uhulumende sithi yena uyakusupporta okunjalo, azikaze sibone abanye bebotshwa, abanye bechiywa, azikaze sibone abantu abatshithayo bebotshwa, bevalelwa emajele, befakwa izankosi.
So Dr. Mavaza, looking at what we are discussing here, are there any possibilities that these people that appear in court may be given any bail, as far as you are concerned?
Yes, they will be given bail. Actually, it is entirely up to the court. We cannot really give a decision at the moment. But we are saying if the circumstances have changed and the representatives are able to convince the court that indeed there's been a serious change in circumstances, I don't see any reason why they will be kept in custody if there's a reason for them to get bail. But in short, I just wanted to say briefly, Mr. Pulu had made a point to say that the elections in America are always peaceful, which is not correct. You must realize that in most cases, America ends up in court, just like Zimbabwe, to get a decision. And again, or directly speaking, you should realize that in America, there are only two political parties which will be participating. So the rules and regulations are simple to boil down to cover the two people. But still, without even though there are two people, you can tell that President Trump has been very violent in his words, in his approach, in insulting the Africans, insulting Obama, insulting any other person who is on the other side. And if it was not America, probably everybody in America would be arrested by now. So I don't think the MDC must not always praise the person away. The grass does look very green out there, but it is not as green and as free as people would want to think it is.
Thank you very much. Stay on the line. Let's bring in Marvelous. Marvelous.
Let me pose a question to Mr. Pulu to just say, so looking at what's going on at the moment, what is the way forward, especially in the cases of Opo Chingono, Jacob Ngarivume, and also lately Job Sikala?
I think, as you know, from the point of view of the cases, I think the way forward is going to happen within the context of the litigation in each specific case. So I don't think it's quite open for, you know, a commentator perhaps to say, look, this is the way forward in the case. But however, I think that eventually, you know, something is going to give. And particularly, I think the ones who were arrested way back, that is Ngarivume and Chingono, they should eventually at some point be given bail. I don't think it's sustainable to keep them locked up until the trial is over. So at some point, they are likely to be granted bail. Even in the case of Job Sikala, at some point, he is likely to be given bail, you know, on certain conditions. So, however, in terms of the way forward, in terms of the broader context, you see, you invited me here as a lawyer, not as a politician. You should have invited me as the secretary for parliamentary and constitutional affairs. Then I would give you a better way forward.
Yeah.
On the whole, I think we need to put a lid on suppressing freedom of expression, allowing people to express themselves. Yes, arrest them if they commit offenses. But there are lots of legislation and lots of offenses that one can be arrested for. Let them be solid offenses, and once they are arrested, let them come to a free and fair trial. If they are eligible to bail, let us not be unduly. And this is to the state. Remember, when the court also sits there, mm-hmm. deciding to grant or deny bail, it's not just the focus on the court only. There's the prosecutor also. What is he saying? If he's overreaching, overstating, opposing bail at every point, that also contributes to an unjust system.
Thank you so much, Mr. Pulu. Dr. Mabaza, the last word.
Thank you. Just a point which Pulu raised earlier on, which I had not responded to. The Ngarivume, Job Sikala, and Chingono are not being charged for saying ZANU-PF must go. They are being charged for inciting people to come to a demonstration against the laws of COVID. So they're inciting people to commit a crime. That is the charge. Because there is a video by Chingono who actually said people must come out in their numbers on the 31st. And that was inciting. And even one of his tweets, which the prosecutor has, he actually incited people to come out in their numbers.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mabaza. I know. Let's take this opportunity to thank Dr. Mbama Mabaza of ZANU-PF and Mr. Kosa Pulu, who is an attorney by profession. Thank you so much, Mr. Pulu. Thank you so much, Dr. Mabaza. Signing off is Gibbs Juma in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe. I thank my colleague, Marvelous Mklanganyawuye, is still around. Marvelous?
Yes, totenda vese vangavari pachirongwa chedu ngatisanga nei mangwana. Let's talk ngatikurukurei. Ini ndini Marvelous Mklanganyawuye ndiri mu Washington.